This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Said Jennifer,
Oh boy,
what is that all about?
I just said, oh boy.
Oh boy. I was singing Hot Times, Summer in the City, Back of My Neck, Getting Dirt and Gritty, 11 Spoonful, 1967. Thank you very much. And today is yet another day for us to ply our trade here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, celebrating World Teachers Day. Celebrating the teachers that you liked the best or the teachers that you have now. There are some really good ones around now and some that aren't so good. Kind of like it's always been like that. There's some good in every field and always have been, and some that aren't so good in every field. But those of you who are parents of children in school, do you know how good the teachers are? Most parents now, I find this interesting. Last night, I was at a political rally, ladies. I know you find that hard to believe, since that pretty much is how I spend most of my evenings now. I said to Meredith, I'll see you next week. It's a very interesting thing to see, especially when it comes to school committee candidates, what they're talking about, what the buzz is. We have a new superintendent of schools here in my town, and he is doing all the right things. The last guy we had was a complete boob and lasted way longer than he should have. And one of the things that comes about, it seems to me, is there, you know, we have all this bureaucracy now, but doesn't it all boil down to how good the teacher is and the individual relationship? And as, well, let's see, none of you are parents, but I remember me nosing around when my children were in school to find out what they thought about the teachers they had. One teacher my son had was a vulgar, crude, I didn't like him at all guy. Brendan thought he was cool, but that's because he was in the eighth grade and he used words in class that I don't think were appropriate for kids that age to hear, especially in a school setting. But that was one. There are other... matter of fact, Brendan and I were talking about this the other day. There was one teacher that he had, very attractive, and was the... She turned out to be the advisor. Most of the boys, pre-hormonal and post-hormonal, wanted her as their advisor. Very smart, good with the kids. I thought she understood what the reality was of why the kids liked her, and she did. But it turns out Brendan went to one of his class reunions when he was here a couple of months ago, and the teacher was there, and it turned out that she married one of her students, which I thought was kind of interesting. Anyway, back to Teacher's Day. And how you judge and value the teachers. Do you think that students judge and value the teachers differently than the parents? Jennifer, back to your experience. Your mother was a teacher.
She was.
Grew up around it. Did she know all of your teachers? Did your parents get to know all of your teachers? And if they did, what did they decide, which ones they thought were good or bad? Did they try to move you in or out of those...
Well, there was no option to do that, because when I went to elementary school, I went to a Catholic school and there was one class. So basically, I traveled through first or eighth grade with the same 30-ish kids, give or take a few.
Yeah.
But definitely, because the school was so small, everybody was very aware of the teacher's strengths, of their shortcomings. You know, there would be teachers that would be there for the entire stretch of, like, my school career, and then there were people who were in for a year or two and they were out. So, she was aware, but she also, chose, because she wanted to send me to private school, not to send me to public, even though she was a public school teacher.
Did your mother and father agree on that, and did they share expenses?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. There was no fighting about it. You weren't aware of any,
No, not about the schooling, I don't think.
Okay.
Plenty of fighting to go around, but I don't think about the school.
Yeah, okay. All right, what about you, Victoria? The situations when you were in elementary school or on through high school, did you feel like your parents knew what was going on in school? They were really interested and engaged in what you were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, up through eighth grade, I was at home, or actually through ninth grade, I was at home, and then for the last 3 years of high school, I was away in boarding school. So at that point, you know, we're not discussing on the phone. We're not talking about whatever, you know, every subject and things like that. But yeah, I mean, up until that point, sure.
All right. What about you, Kara? Your mother and father know what was going on, and they had judgments on who they thought were the best teachers and the people that you were around. Did they like?
I guess
did you
so,
like teachers? I guess the question is, in part, ladies, did you think differently? Did you like certain teachers, and did your parents always agree that those were the best teachers, or did you like them for different reasons?
I think, well, I was a pretty good student, and I got pretty good grades, so it's not like I liked the teachers who were, like, super fun and didn't teach us anything. I always thought the best teachers were the ones who, I don't know, were very interactive and weren't, like, they weren't boring. Like, they actually got you interested in the subject, even if it was U.S. history or something like that. And I think my parents were very influenced by, and I think they trust my judgment, so they were influenced by what teachers I thought were best or not. But as far as, I mean, they didn't have, you know, like a personal relationship with my teachers or anything. My mom was did PTA in elementary and middle school, and they would come to all the back-to-school nights and everything. And so they were definitely aware of who my teachers were, and both my sisters went to the same schools that I did, and a lot of those teachers were there throughout that same period of time.
Yeah.
So they met them multiple times, but, yeah, I don't know. I think they trusted my judgment. I had pretty good judgment of who a good teacher was versus a bad one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Even as a child.
Well, I think, yeah, I think you can tell who you actually learn something from and who you don't get anything out of. And I'm sure that differs from student to student since everyone has different ways of learning. But
the most fun I ever had in school was with Frank Galvani. Did I learn anything from him? Not a thing. He was the quintessential jock teacher who was the football coach. Then he became the athletic director. And he was an interesting character. He came from an old Framingham family, played football when he was in high school, went to college, played football. Everybody knew who he was, so he got hired as a teacher, a phys ed teacher. Then he became a math teacher. How in the name of God they got him to be a math teacher? I mean, I knew more in the ninth grade about math than he did. But he was a lot of fun. And it was, you're going to sort of chortle at this. One of the things that was most amusing about him is he had a glass eye. And
Wow. Did he pop it out?
Well, it wasn't put in right. So you could never tell whether he was looking at you or not.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Well, if he had a glass eye, he wasn't really looking at you. He was blind.
Well, but
right?
The glass eye was headed in one direction, and his real eye was headed in another direction. And you didn't know which one was the real eye. I never figured out which one was his real eye.
That's pretty alarming.
Well, it made for some amusing times. He was a character. He really was. And, you know, then there was Miss Quirk, who always, we used to say, she was the math teacher in the eighth grade, and she used to smoke. And when she came, we used to, all of the guys in school, well, the girls and the boys, used to think it was like she ate them. She so reeked of cigarette smell. And it was something kids were very conscious of. And then there was Miss Gucciardi, who wore the same. She had six outfits. They were exactly the same. The top and the bottom, they're just different colors. And that's what she wore them, and we kept track of them. She would wear.
I'm sure she appreciated that. Here's my question. What do you wear now? Do you wear the same six outfits over and over again? Yeah.
No,
do you wear these, like, three outfits, probably?
Exactly.
I have farm stuff that I wear on the farm, but when I'm going out, if we go to dinner or...
Well, yeah, I bet your teacher didn't wear the same outfits when she went out to dinner either.
No.
I'm just saying, most people have a work uniform and
trust
wear the same
me.
Outfits over and
my
over again. I do.
My third grade teacher was... She'd wear the same outfit for 3 days in a row. So she'd come to school and she'd cycle through 3 days, and then towards the end of the cycle, she would just put on more perfume. So it was just the classroom on like Wednesday was always stinky, and then she'd take it off and she'd do another outfit. So she had many outfits, but she did each one for 3 days in a row. Mm.
That's cycles. Really absurd. That's
it was
weird.
Gross.
Yeah.
And by the way, in third grade, I was taller than her.
Really? Let's go. All right. Well, I'm happy to bring you to this, where it's all about, I'm sure as I told the story about my teacher with the glass eye, all of you thought, well, I had a guy like that, or I had a woman like that, that taught me when I was in high school. So it's just a reflection.
I actually thought of Sandy Duncan.
Is that weird? Really? What, her eyes?
Yeah. She has a glass eye.
She had a glass eye, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. All right, 16. This program has been reduced to figuring out who do we know that has a glass
I also thought of this girl who was on Catfish who had a glass eye, and on her date she couldn't figure out why they wouldn't come back to her because she'd pop her eye out on her date.
Oh my God.
It's true. Early season of Catfish. She's like, I don't know why they won't go away. Bomb.
All right, let's get to it. Let's sell everybody. We got time for a MyPillow here, Kara. Let's do.
Not if you want to do a TV report, you don't.
All right.
MyPillow. Which one is more important?
MyPillow.com/TJV. Buy some new pillows at MyPillow.com. All right, do another commercial and we'll do the TV report.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped to town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home when I pointed it out.
All right, let's get to the TV report. I know that, Jennifer, when you were out earlier this week, Victoria had tried, but she just couldn't. No matter how much time, I gave her a lot of time, and she just didn't come up with it.
I bet she did just fine.
Well, no, this is your area. Believe me, I was missing your report.
20 seconds, I think I gave it one day. All right, what's going on? What's good tonight?
All right, football tonight. If you're off the boycott wagon, you can catch the Patriots squaring off against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. This one has many fantasy football implications for Jennifer Horn. Yes, I just referred to myself in the third person. Gotham is new tonight. Gordon is going to Miami to try to persuade Carmen Falcone to help him in his fight against the Penguin. That's new on Fox at 8.
So Falcone is still alive. That's interesting. I haven't watched it for a couple of years.
Well, yes, he's still alive. Spoiler alert, yes. Okay. Scandal is new on ABC at 9 p.m. Will and Grace has a new episode at 9 o'clock.
Is it still going to be political and all about dumping on Trump? Because if it isn't, I don't want to watch it.
Well, here's the deal. Hopefully it'll be back to normal. It says that Will and Jack are going to try to date younger guys, and they find it challenging.
What happens if they date the same guy?
That's a good question. Grace reveals her true feelings about Karen and Ben Platt guest stars. That's a description for Will and Grace tonight. So we'll see how political it will be.
I think it's going to reset back to being normal and good and fun.
You can let me know because I'm going to boycott until then. I have a lot to boycott tonight. Something I won't boycott is The Orville. That is Charlize Theron guest starring on the installment tonight. It's a space saga, and to get Charlize Theron on TV off of the movie screen is a big deal. You can see that on Fox at 9. How to Get Away with Murder is new. Van Helsing, if you want to get in the mood for Halloween, is on Sci-Fi at 9 p.m.
All right, there it is. You got you have your marching orders as to what you want to watch. There it is, 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Time Throwback Thursday. But as Meredith says, I get into my disc jockey voice. I don't notice that I actually do that, but maybe I'm more focused and concentrated because we're having our conversations. I'm just being me. But
you have more energy because you're excited about it.
Well, I'm excited about most of the stuff we do on the air. But yeah, this kind of puts me into a mood and a mode, if you will, Victoria. So the top five songs the year Victoria has selected is 1981. Some pretty good stuff, including Juice Newton's Queen of Hearts. This was number five. Land of the Queen of Hearts.
This may be a dumb question, but I feel like this is someone else's song.
Well, a lot of people have confused Juice Newton with Olivia Newton-John over the years, and I don't know why. I don't know this.
No, I mean this actual song.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. There is another version of this around. And
someone else did this, I think.
For the life
earlier,
of me, I can't
maybe.
Remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like Unchained Melody. The Righteous Brothers have the most popular version, but there was a version in the 50s done by a guy named Al Hibbler. That's absolutely beautiful. You never hear it.
Oh, wow.
Maybe because it's 30 years older than the one by the Righteous Brothers. Okay, let's keep moving here. Number four from this week in 1981 belongs to Foreigner. Whatever happened to them anyway?
They're on their 40th anniversary tour right now.
Are they? I didn't.
Yeah.
Have we talked about that? I don't remember.
Yes. Yes.
We have. I can't take your word for it. All right, crank this up for a second so people can remember it there. Let's keep moving here. This is a really good song. Number three this week on its way to number one. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. This was his highest charting single. Stop Dragging My Heart Around. Remember this? I say that rhetorically because I'm sure Kara and Victoria don't remember it. But
well, I know the song. I love the song.
You don't remember when it was a hit, though.
No.
I'm not sure whether I think she was at her best then or she's at her best now. I think I made up my mind about that. She sounds pretty good now.
Yeah, she does. She's
kind of straightened herself right out.
Well, she's, yeah, for a long time. But in the 80s, I think this is probably when she had burned a hole in her nose from the cocaine. Great song, though.
How is Penny in that department? Did he have a problem?
I think he said in the early 80s he had some cocaine or something issues.
All right. Number two belonged to the Pointer Sisters. Everybody remembers this. Man, pretty deliberate. Not much imagination needed here.
Whose original song is this? Because this is like a country song, right?
Yeah. I can't tell you, but you're right. It's country song.
Okay. Because this is not something I think of when I think of the Pointer Sisters.
No, well, but it was a big song. Matter of fact, I think it was their most popular song, Slow Hand. And use your imagination and go from there. All right. Number one this week, 1981. Diana Ross, Lionel Richie together. This song was a puker.
Puker?
Not a great week for music. Not bad, but not.
And just to follow up on Slow Hand, it's a Conway Twitty song.
Conway Twitty, thank you. Yep. This song, Dinyl Ross, yes, good day.
There you go.
Diana.
Hashtag Dinyl.
Right. Lionel, 9 weeks at number one. And the
a lot of sap.
Top five songs this week in 81. Yeah, it was a sappy time in music. 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Pittsburgh seems to be the center of the robotics and self-driving car universe right now. Self-driving car companies are battling for talented robotics engineers in the city. Reports say that new robotics graduates can earn up to $200,000 a year. The trend started with Uber and now includes Argo AL, which is mostly owned by Ford. Recent reports indicate there are up to 2,000 people employed by self-driving car companies in Pittsburgh at this time. That number is growing as new autonomous companies announce plans to move to Pittsburgh. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through October 11th.
This Columbus Day weekend, it's Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off and get women's denim for just $15.99. Boots only $35.99. And the Big One bath towel just $2.99. Plus, get the lowest prices of the season on Levi's. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid October 5th through 9th with promo code FRIENDS20. Some exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calven Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour now in the DJV experience. Please join us. We'd like to have your company. We'd like to be good company for you. In the next half hour, we're going to talk about Balloons Around the World Day. That's pretty compelling stuff. You don't want to miss that. Victoria Keelan is here with a nice chuckle. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Say hi to the people who are in Southern Ohio listening to the program this morning. Northern Ohio, Southern Texas, Northern Texas, Kansas, Missouri, up in the Milwaukee area. How do you do? North Carolina, just some of the people. Indiana. Indiana Wants You. You probably don't know that song, right? Indiana Wants Me. You ever heard
I've heard it.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
What circumstance did you have heard?
A bar that we hang out at plays all vintage music. I'm not joking. It does. I know a lot of old songs because of that.
Yeah. If Chuck Curry
like 60s, 70s kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's a late 60s song. It's R. Dean Taylor.
Indiana Wants Me, But I Can't Go Back There or something like that.
Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
See? That was pretty close. Good job.
Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I wish I had you to talk to.
think Doug is speechless at your knowledge.
Chuck, no, I was just thinking about how Chuck would introduce it as Indiana or Wants Me.
Indiana or Wants Me.
Indiana or Wants Me. All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, it is Balloons Around the World Day. The first airborne flight of a hydrogen balloon took place in 1783 by Jacques Charles, who determined that it would be possible to do this based on a study of Boyle's Law. The balloon was an amazing innovation. Silk was the balloons were made out of silk. And then they would put a little turpentine on. I didn't even know they had turpentine around in those days. And rubber was around to seal in the hydrogen. It was hard to... You know, hydrogen is pretty volatile stuff. I would wonder, you know, how... you see, when I think about this, I think about visualizations of blimps called dirigibles that were filled with hydrogen. And in lightning storms, they would blow up. You know, you've seen the pictures of the Hindenburg. You know about the Hindenburg disaster in New Jersey? You're from New Jersey, Victoria. You know about the Hindenburg disaster?
Okay, this is going to sound dumb, but yes, I know about the Hindenburg, but I did not know it happened in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was
wow.
It landed. They had in northern Jersey, somewhere near Newark, but I don't know where it was. They would come. They couldn't get into New York with them, so they would land in New Jersey, and they had a farm. They had a farm where they had a platform where the dirigibles would come into land, they'd mm-hmm. drop ropes, and people on the ground would pull on the ropes to get them down into the thing where they would lock the dirigible onto a platform. But in this circumstance, there was a spark from when the Hindenburg came down. There was a spark that came from it hitting the metal in the ramp, and it blew the Hindenburg up.
Wow, and that's what did it. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But there were a lot of them that were hit by lightning and kaboom. So somebody decided it wasn't the safest mode. But can you imagine, if you look at pictures of those things, traveling across the Atlantic, the North Atlantic, and one of these things?
No, that's just ludicrous.
Oh, my God, look at it.
I mean, I will never, ever even get in a hot air balloon in 2017. You could not put me in a flying death capsule back then across an ocean.
Yeah. I had an experience. Once somebody, as a promotion, wanted me to go in a balloon on a balloon ride, so I said okay, and I did. And they came to the farm. They landed. There's a picture around somewhere of the cows trying to figure out what this balloon was. The balloon landed, and the basket was on the ground, and the cows came running over and sniffing it. And so we had pictures of it. And then I got on to the balloon with the other people that were there. And we went up in it, and of course, when you go up into those balloons, you don't know where you're going. They're grabbed by the wind, and you go wherever. You know, the only thing you can do is decide where you want to be put down, and you let the hydrogen out of the balloon, and it goes down. You know, hopefully into a place where there's no trees or buildings or whatever. But it was not the most comfortable thing I ever did. I've done some. I have, as somebody who's been doing this for a long time. I have done a lot of crazy things in my time. I remember when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati in the 80s, guy and his wife had a new, what they call, paraplane airport. And if you ever saw a paraplane...
Paraplane.
Basically, it was a lawnmower with a parachute on it. And you were strapped in. He spent a half hour teaching me how to fly the thing, and then off I went. And I was at 500-600 feet. And all I have, you know, is you're open, you're exposed, you're just sitting on a seat in the middle, you know, 500, 600 feet up with a parachute.
Oh, my grandfather had one of those.
Yeah.
It looks like a hang glider with a little engine.
Yep, that's exactly.
They called them ultralights.
Yep.
But yeah, there was that my grandfather crashed. My whole childhood was we spent picking him up from his crash landings. Like my mom would literally get a call from a random school or a field or someone's house. I mean, he landed in a tree. He landed on a nude beach once and made it into the newspaper because all these nude people came running over to him to see if he was okay. Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. That was like my whole childhood. Those things are, they're unreal.
Well,
I went up
are.
Once, but not
it's
again.
It's an aluminum frame with the same kind of a motor on the back of it as you see on those boats that go through the swamps in Florida.
Those, mm-hmm. like those little fan hover, boats, right?
Yeah, the fan boats, like little hovercraft. And so you get, but the, if you get the parachute, you got to get the parachute in the right place, and then it the draft picks you up, and then it brings you up to a certain height. And as long as the fan is working properly to push the air into the parachute, then you stay up. If something happens, you run out of gas. You know, whatever. And this guy had me, he had me flying over the high tension utility lines,
oh,
the electric power lines that feed into Cincinnati. And I'm looking down, and I started to lose height when I was over the power lines.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
You're lucky you're alive.
I've done some. If we sat here for a half an hour and I told you some of the stupid, crazy stuff I've done, just as a promotion for a radio station or a radio program, you would think I needed to have my head examined. You may think that anyway. It's the business of balloons and the way people use them, there are still a lot of places, Italy and France, for some reason or other, people love to use these balloons over there. I don't know what there is about it. Matter of fact, I'm going to Italy at the end of the month. And one of the things we were asked was whether we wanted to take a balloon ride. I don't know whether...
Have you ever done that?
Yes. And I like that,
too. Is that scary?
Nah, it wasn't too bad. Well, I mean, I did the one in the basket, but then there are different things. You know, flying over Rome, for example, would be kind of cool. I'm going to be in Turin and areas around Turin, outside of Rome. And Italy's a beautiful country, man. There's something about Italy that I find. I've only been there a couple of times, but I've loved it each time. But make sure you keep your hands in your pockets, especially if you're in northern Italy, because the pickpockets are all over the place. All right, as long as we're traveling, let's go to France. Parliament there advanced a security bill this week that would expand law enforcement powers in the fight against terrorism there to expand police powers. It'll be fully implemented by next month. The country... because of the terrorism problems. It's been under a state of emergency. And so this is one of the things that at the beginning people would think of when they were going to Europe. Well, let's stay away from France because of all the tightened security that was there. But, you know, again, we were talking about this earlier, what's going on in Britain, and the Brits say to their people, don't come to America.
Yes.
I find, you know, kind of obnoxious, actually. And silly, because it's just as... It's not... You know what? If you take that into account, you wouldn't go anywhere. Because it's not... depending on what yardstick you use to determine whether it's safe or not to go somewhere, it isn't safe to cross the street, for God's sakes. Or you can find any reason not to go someplace or to go someplace. So I think this is kind of nonsensical. Also in France, the Frenchies, who are a little eccentric, have made it illegal to retouch models in magazines. This one I'm throwing to you, Victoria, because I'm trying to figure out how the modeling industry is regulated by the government. If you want to book a gig, you have to show doctor-approved medical documentation of a healthy body mass. Well, I understand that. They don't want skinny minis in it. Is that it? Is that the point?
That's
here?
Exactly it. Well, they don't want unhealthy girls, and they have a really big problem with eating disorders in France especially. And so when that sort of gets highlighted in fashion magazines, it just kind of keeps the problem, you know, it won't go away. And so that's why they had to start, you know, with different things like making sure models are a certain size or healthy weight when they're on the runway. And now this is the latest thing with no retouching unless it actually says on the photograph, this photograph has been retouched. So it has to actually say that now. Which is great, because for women, you know, and young girls, when you're looking at these images of these unrealistic body standards, it's created body dysmorphia in so many young girls, and it's a horrible problem.
Yeah.
For what? It's just all vanity for the designers and the magazines. That's all it is. You know, people's lives are getting ruined because of it.
Well, it's tough, man. You get into that, the emaciated state, and you don't have any immune system. You don't have any. There's nothing in your body. There's nothing you need. As maybe some people say this is crude, but in order to be healthy, whether you're a man or a woman, you need meat on your bones. You don't need to be. It's not about. The problem is some people, when they hear that, think, okay, that's a license for us to overeat. No, it's building up your body. It's eating the right foods. Fruits, vegetables, the right proteins, exercising, so that you have muscle on your body. Whether you're a man or a woman, you need muscle to hold the body together, especially as you get older. But you got to eat the right things in order to build the muscle. And that's where our friends at Balance of Nature come in. We should send some of that to some of the models over in France. Give them some Balance of Nature. Fix them right up, because you do need to have this blend. The capsules, the fruit capsules, for example, that I've been talking about with you for the past month or so, they are full of 16 fruits, the nature of fruits, the taste of fruits. If you took the capsule apart and put it on a piece of bread or something, even on your tongue, you'd taste the flavor of the blueberries and the raspberries, the pomegranates, the cherries, the raspberries, all of the fruits that are in the Balance of Nature fruit capsule. And the same would be true, by the way, if you were talking about the fruits and veggies. You could take the capsule apart, put it on your tongue or something, and you would taste all the things, all the veggies that are in there, the broccoli and the all the green vegetables that are
in
there.
You can smell it when you open the bottle.
Yeah, you can smell it when you open it.
You smell the vegetables and there's garlic and everything else in there. Yeah.
Right. So you know with the smell test and the taste test that you're getting the real thing. And if you're not getting enough fruits and vegetables every day, and I guarantee you that none of you are getting enough fruits and vegetables every day, then you need Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. You get the first month's supply of the fruits and veggies free. And normally it's not expensive anyway. It's 22 cents a capsule. So take, Victoria says, the directions say take three a day. So I take... I've now gone to eating, doing a couple, you don't have to eat them, but to put them in with my rest of my supplements in the morning. I have a couple of them. My immune system is strong, and I'm thankful for that, but it can always be stronger, and so can yours. As we get into the winter months, you'll need a strong immune system warding off the flu and colds and other things. The immune system is the power in your body to keep you healthy, so keep it healthy by taking these capsules, the whole fruits and vegetables in the capsules from Balance of Nature. Go there, balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. Get the first month free. That's balanceofnature.com for a healthy body. The code is DJV.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
I'm Dr. Seth Baum, and this is A Healthier You. We have a major problem in our healthcare system. Doctors like myself face increasing restrictions on our ability to deliver the best healthcare. Say your doctor prescribed the best medicine for your condition. Will you get it? Possibly not. And you and your doctor will have to go through hoops to gain access to that medicine. Even then, the insurer may deny you the drug, relying on economic studies that say the drug isn't worth the cost. But the best judge of which medicine you should get is your doctor, and these decisions should be made between the doctor and the patient, not by bureaucrats focused on cost. Insurance should be there to take the worry out of healthcare, not to create worries by second-guessing doctors and blocking patients from getting the best medications. For more details, go to Facebook/Better Healthcare Policy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The music.
Oh, you can't tell the difference? Hey, that's good.
No, I can't. It's and eerie and creepy.
As bad as the other. This is music from The Abyss, one of those uplifting movies that Chucker loves. Is this
I love
like,
that score. You like that score? It's really good music. You don't think so?
It's sort of
I don't even really need
genre.
To tell you why I'm playing it. I just like the music.
I know you do. It's like they ought to have a three for the, let's see here. Alien versus Predator in the Abyss. How's that? You want to have you
I like
a movie
the first two parts of your equation work. Third part, not so much.
Okay. All right. But so why are we playing music, Chucker, from the Abyss?
Well, you talked about it yesterday. I don't want to expand ad nauseum, but Kate Winslet going to play a major role in James Cameron's new Avatar movies. Cameron directed The Abyss. We did the music to Avatar a few weeks ago. I don't want to repeat myself. That's not good. You know that.
Really?
So we went with The Abyss. That was a theme by Alan Silvestri, who also did the score to Back to the Future. He's a very good composer. But I'm a big fan of that movie. Here's the thing. I just want to vent for a second. There's so many movies on Blu-ray. The Abyss a terrific movie from James Cameron is not in the Blu-ray format in high definition, which is a bummer. Neither is True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why do they call it Blu-ray? What does Blu-ray mean?
That's a good question. Yeah, well, it's got to go almost 7-8 years ago. There were two disc high definition formats. One was, I think it was called just simply HD, and then one was called Blu-ray. And then Blu-ray, for whatever reason, sold more. So HD went by the wayside, and now we have Blu-ray. I don't know why they call it Blu-ray. I really don't. Stop asking me.
All right. Chuck Curry has more movie news, if we consider the last couple of minutes movie news. We've got stuff that's even better than that right after this.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, Chucker. Will you extol the value or virtue of other things going on that are real movie news?
Okay, Beauty and the Beast director Bill Condon starts filming The Bride of Frankenstein this February. That's the second film in Universal's classic monster series, although from what I read, the studio Universal is going to downplay the overall universe after the very negative reaction to The Mummy starring Tom Cruise, which tells me there's a good chance Tom Cruise is not going to be back in this franchise going forward. I think if this movie turns out good and it's a hit, they're going to do what's called a semi-reboot and take it into a slightly different direction. No one's been cast as the bride, though, of Frankenstein, although a lot of people seem to throw out the name of Angelina Jolie. I think actually she'd be a good fit for that part. Other news, Jared Leto, who played the Joker in Suicide Squad, cast as Hugh Hefner in a biofilm of now the late Playboy founder. I love the idea of doing that movie. I just don't like him as an actor, Jared Leto. You like him?
Oh, I like him a lot. I thought he was amazing in Dallas Buyers Club.
He's good in that movie.
I think he'll take this in an interesting direction.
The problem I have with him, he's such a strange dude. I don't know, he sort of rubs me the wrong way.
All right, Chucker, I wouldn't know the guy if I fell over him, so I'll take your word for it.
And one other bit of movie news. According to Sarah Jessica Parker, a third Sex and the City movie is now dead. Why? I guess because nobody wants to see a 70-year-old Kim Cattrall. What do you think?
Oh, that's mean.
No, Cattrall is the one who nixed it. They're all angry at her.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do it. 59 past the hour. Thanks to Chucker.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.